First, it's Food Friday. With summer in full swing, local stores and farmers markets are packed with the fresh fruits and vegetables. So if you want a boost of energy or a quick nutritious liquid meal, why not throw a bunch of that stuff in a blender and see what happens?
Well, there might be a little more to it than that. Joining us now to offer some guidance on making your own fresh juices and healthy smoothies is Jessica Jean Weston. She's the author of Healing Tonics, Juices, and Smoothies, 100 Plus Elixirs to Nurture Body and Soul. Jessica, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, why do you look to smoothies and juices if we're looking to eat healthier? Why go liquid?
Well, I mean, we all tend to drink a lot of liquid beverages that are loaded in sugars that are not good for us. So I love looking at things that I can use in a healthier way. And juices in general always make me feel better, and smoothies you can just throw so much into, so you can get all of your like vitamins and minerals, nutrients in one drink
and take
everything
it to go
need. Yeah, take it to go. It's quick, easy to whip up before work in the morning, before a workout, after a workout.
I think a lot of people think health food and think healthy but yuck or bland or something like that. And looking at the recipes in your book, it looks like you're really trying to make things that taste good and for the pictures anyway, really look good too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I also own and operate a restaurant in southern Vermont in Brattleboro called Super Fresh Organic Cafe. And that's my goal, is to serve delicious food that happens to be healthy that for everybody, not just people who eat this way. And we've really seen that over the past 5 years, serving this food in the community, that people are shocked.
So what's some key advice you can give people to get started on this juice and smoothie journey? Where's a good place to start?
Well, the book has loads of information on resources and where to buy these ingredients and just starting simple. You know, you don't have to add all the crazy superfoods that I have in the book. You can start really minimal, you know, start with some milk, whether it's dairy or non-dairy. My book focuses on non-dairy, as I am and the cafe is. But you can use whatever liquid base you want, with fresh, or I prefer frozen fruit because it makes it really thick and creamy. And then from there, you really have the world to play with, adding different superfoods or sweeteners.
And what are some fruit marriages that you can't go wrong with? What are some good fruit pairings?
That's a good question. So most of my smoothies, I know that I try to make smoothies once in a while without frozen banana, because most of them have frozen banana in them. But I know some people don't like that. But that being said, frozen bananas are amazing. And so that is a great base to start with. And they're really nice and thick. You can buy them in the frozen aisle, but they're kind of expensive. So I find it better to just get a bunch of bananas, peel them, throw them in a bag in the freezer so they're ready to go.
I want to jump in and step back a bit, and let's talk gear a little. Juicers. And now, I imagine at your restaurant, you've got some pretty fancy high-tech stuff there. But for the home smoothie maker and juicer, what kind of stuff do we need?
We do have fancy stuff at the cafe, and I have to say I didn't have any of that before I owned the cafe. I had never used a Vitamix or a Blendtec before I opened my restaurant. So I had just like a thrift store blender. I have to say that having a high-speed blender allows a lot more, but it is not necessary. So really any blender will work for smoothies. And if you are using nuts or making nut milks, you might just have to soak your nuts or seeds a little longer. For juicers, my favorite recommendation is the Omega 8006 centrifugal. It's kind of like a medium-priced juicer. It's definitely a heftier purchase. It runs around $250. But honestly, I started with a $30 Walmart juicer. So that was my first juice cleanse. So, you know, you just start where you can. And anything's better than nothing.
We're talking with Jessica Jean Weston. She's the author of Healing Tonics, Juices, and Smoothies, 100 Plus Elixirs to Nurture Body and Soul. We're discussing smoothies, the health benefits of going liquid. Jessica, many of the recipes in the book feature something called milk, but M-Y-L-K, which is a key ingredient. What is it?
So I don't spell it the traditional way because we are, I'm dairy free and my cafe is also dairy free. So I spell it with a Y to remind people that when I'm making it or my customers, when they come in, that it's not dairy milk. So we make hemp and coconut milk daily, but you can use almost any seed or nut to make milk. And if you do dairy, you can also just use dairy milk for any of these recipes. It's really your choice.
I want to get into one of the recipes, and here's one we've got on our Central Time Facebook page for this week's Food Friday. Walk us through the smoothie you call Bee Love.
Oh, yes. So the Bee Love is really wonderful. That one has a liquid base of pineapple juice, which is so yummy and really great for digestion and gut health. All those enzymes in pineapples are used a lot for digestion health. And then we have a big handful of spinach because I love everything green. And you really don't taste it. People sometimes get scared off by that, but you really don't. We throw in 1.5 frozen bananas, a tablespoon of raw honey that we get locally, and 1 tablespoon of bee pollen, which I say is optional.
And if you would go to find bee pollen, where would you go?
You can find it at most all health food stores, co-ops, Whole Foods. There's also sources online. It's usually in the wellness department in a refrigerator.
And if you don't finish your whole Bee Love in one sitting, can you just throw it into the refrigerator hall, or would you reblend? How would you be able to enjoy it over the course of maybe a day or a couple of different meals?
Well, if you don't, which usually doesn't happen, I probably would recommend throwing it in the freezer to hold it a little better. It kind of can turn into more of a sorbet at that point, which can also be delicious. You can really make these smoothies into popsicles if you want. Reblending it is helpful because smoothies definitely lose their form the longer they sit.
And Jessica, you've got a whole chapter on fermentation and some fermented juices. And maybe you don't know this. You're talking to a state that loves its fermentation. There's a whole festival called Fermentation
Ooh.
Festival here in the state.
So can you talk about,
there's this drink, kvass, from I think Russia
yeah.
or Eastern Europe. I've never had it before. You've got a couple different recipes, a beet, I think, and then fruit kvass. Can you talk about what goes into making our own kvass and what it tastes like?
Yeah. The beet kvass and the fruit kvass are very different. Beet kvass is as simple as just beets washed up and chopped, some salt. I use Himalayan salt, sauerkraut juice or whey, but I'm dairy free. So again, I'm going to go vegan on this one. And then you just cover that with filtered water, leave that in a jar for a couple days, covered with like a clean rag, just like you would do kombucha or several other ferments have the same type of process. And that one kind of has more of a very salty, earthy, it's not sweet. I really like serving it with some lime juice, maple syrup, and sparkling water, but you can also just drink it straight as a shot, and it has more of a salty, earthy, rooty taste. Whereas the fruit, sorry.
Oh, if you combined it with sparkling water, you'd get more of a spritzer effect, maybe?
Yeah, it's really good.
And then what's different with the fruit one in making that? Obviously fruit instead of beets, for starters.
Yep, so the fruit one, we're using fruit, raw honey, and water. So the beet kvass doesn't have any sweetener added to it, whereas the fruit kvass is raw honey, fresh fruit, and water. In this recipe in the book, I use ginger root and peppermint with blueberries, but you can make any type of fruit, which I give instructions of how you can alter things to whatever fresh fruit you've got on hand or spices you want to blend. So this one is really a much sweeter beverage, although the fermentation process eats those sugars.
We're talking about making your own healthy juices and smoothies with Jessica Jean Weston. She's the author of Healing Tonics, Juices, and Smoothies, 100-plus elixirs to nurture body and soul.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you do a lot of juicing at home or make your own smoothies? What are some of your favorites, some of your secret recipes, if you're willing to share? Or do you have questions for our guest on how to make the most of your juicing and smoothing habit? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post and find that recipe on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up this conversation in just a bit here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation with Jessica Jean Weston. She's the author of the new book, Healing Tonics, Juices, and Smoothies, 100-plus Elixirs to Nurture Body and Soul.
And you can share your smoothie or health food-related questions or comments with us by calling 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page, are you a smoothie lover? Do you have a favorite juice or smoothie you like to make or perhaps order? Join the conversation, 800-642-1234.
And we'll go right to our callers. Susan is with us in Illinois. Susan, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about Susan?
Well, I actually have a question. I wanted to get her opinion on adding protein powder to a smoothie.
Okay, and are you a smoothie maker yourself, Susan?
I am.
Okay, daily habit?
A daily habit.
All right. Thanks, Susan. So, adding protein powder of some sort to our smoothies.
Yeah, that's a big question that comes up a lot. So I used to use some plant-based protein powders. I think at the time I was using Garden of Life many years ago. They add lots of great stuff to it. But right now I mostly focus on adding whole foods or superfoods that are high in protein, such as spirulina or hemp seeds. We're throwing in a handful of nuts or seeds, chia seeds, all have great protein. And that has a really nice, well-balanced effect. And protein, we often are getting even more than we really need. So that's definitely something to watch out for.
You also use date paste and turmeric paste as bases in your recipes. What do they add?
Well, the date paste is a sweetener choice that you can use. We use mostly either raw honey, maple syrup, or dates. And you can just use soaked dates or date paste. And those are a really nice natural sweetener that are vegan and raw, whereas the other two are either cooked or not vegan. And turmeric paste is extremely medicinal. We make that with turmeric powder, black pepper, and water, and we cook that down into a paste, and we'll use that with hot drinks like our golden milk or in a smoothie that has mangoes in it. We do a golden goddess smoothie that's like a mango lassi meets a golden milk, and that's really anti-inflammatory, going to help release muscle tension and overall body wellness.
And Jessica, I want to talk about the source of some of your recipes. We mentioned kvass from Eastern Europe. You really have looked around the world for inspiration and ingredients, haven't you?
I have. I love it.
Like, what kind of sources have you gone to?
I think it's just been my journey over the years and meeting different people from around the world or sometimes traveling to different places. I've mostly traveled in Central America. I lived in Belize for a while, spent some time in Mexico. And then just there's so many amazing, inspiring, healing drinks from around the world that I'm obsessed with researching.
Let's go back to the calls now at 800-642-1234. Mark in Milwaukee. Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks for taking the call. This is a great topic, by the way. My girlfriend got me into eating really healthy and organically over a year ago now. My question is, though, I have a severe nut and seed allergy, and I'm really interested. We're definitely going to pick up the book. I'm just wondering, do you suggest to replace those proteins with?
So are you allergic to all nuts and seeds?
Yes. I carry an EpiPen with me.
Wow. I haven't heard the all seeds either. I've heard most of the seeds. So does that include coconut?
Actually, no. Coconut is not a nut, and I can't eat coconut.
Okay. Coconut's great. And does that, like, include chia seeds, too?
It does. Sunflower, even poppy seeds. I can't.
Okay.
My body just rejects
wow.
them.
Well, so your question's in terms of protein?
Yes.
There's so
like,
much
so,
plant-based.
So replacing like nuts and mainly I guess nuts would be the big one.
Yeah. Well, protein is spirulina has such an amazing bioavailable source of protein, and you use just such a tiny amount. So that's really great to add to juices or smoothies or other drinks. And let's see, kale has more protein per serving per ounce than steak. So that's often, you know, all these big leafy greens are really great additions. And I have loads of other recommendations in the book. There's a whole ingredient glossary that details all the health benefits of all the different superfoods I'm using. And a lot of them are very highly concentrated in protein and not nut or seed based.
Mark, hope that helps and good luck. We're talking to Jessica Jean Weston. Her new book is Healing Tonics, Juices, and Smoothies, 100 Plus Elixirs to Nurture Body and Soul. One tip I like, Jessica, I should say I make a smoothie pretty much every day, and I usually use water to fill out the liquid part of it, which is quick and easy and kind of boring.
Yeah.
You talk about, hey, experiment with the liquids. You talked about, you know, dairy milk or those nut milks or making your own nut milk, but you also talk about herbal teas as a replacement for the water. What kind of things do you throw in?
Oh, well, I get a little crazy and make my milks with herbal tea as the water. But that's a little further down the line. I love chaga and different medicinal mushroom teas, like reishi. Astragalus is really nice. And a lot of these, when you're adding all the fresh fruits or different superfoods, cacao, all those yummy add-ons, you don't really taste that much of, unless you're going for a tea that has, say, rose or something in it, but that can be a really wonderful flavor in itself.
Let's go to another call now, Catherine in Wausau. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, I make smoothies all the time, and until I realized what my base was going to be, I was never so satisfied as I am now. I use the coconut oil, and I think it has the coconut water, and I use, it's all natural, it's by Zycol. And with that, you can add fruits, vegetables, nuts, whatever you want. And I also use the doTERRA brand Slim and Sassy protein powder and their greens from the doTERRA brand. And I get so much energy from that, and it fills my need for wanting anything to eat. So there, that's it in a nutshell.
A coconut shell. Catherine, thanks for the call. Do you use coconut water, Jessica?
I do. One of my smoothies in the book uses it, and I use it pretty frequently. It's a really great light base that's filled with, you know, going to fill you with energy, all those electrolytes, a much healthier choice than sports drinks that are out there to refuel your body. And I use a lot of doTERRA products as well. I haven't used those two specific ones, but I like adding food grade essential oils sometimes, which is not listed much in my book, but another yummy added trick.
Well, smoothies really speak to us in these warm summer days, hot summer days, cooling off with a refreshing smoothie. Are there variations for the winter months?
For smoothies, you know, you can go more warming routes, but I tend not to drink as many smoothies in the winter months. That's when I look more towards my hot elixirs that you'll find in the book. And I add superfoods and seeds, powders to those drinks as well. So it's kind of a different vehicle.
And Jessica, what you're a bit of a mad scientist, clearly, when it comes to juices and smoothies. What's your latest experiment? What are you excited about?
Oh, goodness. Actually, that's not a smoothie.
anything in the genre is fine.
Well, so this has juice in it, but it's a hot chocolate drink. So we've been making this red velvet hot chocolate at
the
cafe.
We'll allow that.
So we start by juicing a beet. And then we add almond butter, cashews, raw cacao powder, vanilla, a pinch of salt, milk, and hot water. And it makes this really creamy, luscious, pink, chocolatey drink. So I've been really having fun adding juices to other drinks that you wouldn't necessarily think of adding juices to.
Sounds fantastic. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Jessica Jean Weston, author of Healing Tonics, Juices, and Smoothies, 100-plus elixirs to nurture body and soul. We've been talking about juicing and smoothies and red velvet hot chocolate, for that matter. You can find her smoothie recipe for Bee Love on the Central Time Facebook page or by checking out today's Food Friday page on WPR.org. Are you a big smoothie maker, Kate?
I do like smoothies. I go in phases, and it's whatever is in the freezer.
I am a person of habit. And my habit since I got a smoothie maker is every single morning I'm making a smoothie. My smoothie maker's still working even after I dumped some smoothie, was half awake, into the base of the smoothie maker. It cleaned up just fine.
All right.
Check out the Central Time Facebook page for that recipe.